This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three coming up. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
With a great degree of efficiency, it just works. Check them out, froglube.com. Now then, I want to talk about going forward with the show. This is all administrative, but we're going to get back on the stuff here in just a second. Item number one, Wednesday will be the 1,000th broadcast. And if you want to know who you can hear from on my 1,000th broadcast, I don't have enough time to bring in all of the influential people that have been involved in the show, but I have some. When I first got here to Genesis, I had just separated from a long-term relationship in the business with the advocacy, and I was looking for somebody to pick up the ball and actually help me keep the show on the air monetarily, and that was Larry Lasky. Of Frog Lube, he stepped up and filled that breach readily. He never thought twice about it, and he saved the show. Frog Lube saved the show. Then, when you know, and they're still with me, but then when things needed to shift, then Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney, he came in and filled that breach quite readily once again, saved the show. I've gotten bumps over the course of time. I haven't got it completely set all the way. One of the bumps that I got was off of the arguably second largest, and probably in my mind, the biggest YouTube channel that is purely about guns and not about shtick or anything else. And that would be Hickok 45. And Hickok 45 is going to join us Wednesday night. And then, a long time ago, and I don't think he's in the chat room right now. Let me see if he's in the chat room. He is not in the chat room. One of the listeners of the show, when it was in its infancy, when it was just a podcast, when it was a podcast that I was running with an iPad, and, I was recording it on iMovie or on something. I can't remember what it is. One of the listeners got in touch with and facilitated the first appearance by Ted Nugent. And that came from the listeners in the chat room. He's old times. His name is Jay Templeton. And arguably, that certainly was very establishing on putting me on the map, because that podcast just took things to another level. And so Uncle Ted is going to join me Wednesday night. And I'm going to be thanking them. I want to thank you. I want to thank GCN. They carry the show. I want to thank all the people at GCN that helped me put on the show. I want to thank the people that have listened to the show from day one. I want to thank the people that are picking up the show today for the first time. And everybody in between. Because It's very gratifying to do what I do and actually have people listen to it. The other thing is this. I want the show to change. I want to change a couple of things about the way it's presented. As good as we try to make the stream that's going out over the internet right now, the audio as it is mixed by Genesis Communications is so much better than the audio I send out. And I want to put, you know, my email address is bill@lockandloadradio. I'm very seriously considering abandoning the video feed and going with an embedded player from Genesis Communications and letting that be what brings you the show. I don't, you know, there's some things I hold up from time to time, but most of the time it's me either unmuting the mic or muting the mic. And that's the action that's involved. The other reason is this. I want to take the YouTube channel and I want to make it bigger. And I want to make YouTube as much a part of the show as the audio part of the show. However, streaming the show the way I do, like the last video I put up of the Agency Arms classified rifle, you guys have looked at that over 48,000 times, but if somebody watches this video today, that's going to be put up later on tonight, first, I'm not going to be able to monetize it because YouTube has this thing about bumps, and even though Genesis and I are obeying all the rules, I think, regarding BMI, if that's what they call it. YouTube doesn't see it that way. So I can't monetize these shows, which are the biggest shows and would actually bring in the most money. Can't monetize those shows. The other thing is I don't have that many people that actually watch these videos because they're 3 hours long, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. I don't blame you for not watching them. So I want to bring more content of the contrived video nature versus the, you know, the 3 hour show. Although I am thinking I may do daily updates like 15 or 20 minutes long in a real quick hit 'em format. I might do that, but I'm thinking real serious about abandoning the video feed on the show and just bringing you this clean audio that is just, I mean, it's filtered and processed and amplified and digitized and undigitized and analogued, and I mean, just all kinds of treatments are done to it, and I actually sound much better over that audio than I do over this audio. And last but not least, you know, I don't remember. I might have to look it up. I'm going to play the opening on Wednesday. I'm going to play the opening to the January 12th, 2015 show. Yes, there will be chat room. There will still be chat room. I'll still have the chat room up, but there's probably not going to be video feed. Definitely chat room. That was the morning when I did the, back then the show was on in the mornings, and I did the show that morning, and it was 2 hours long, and I did the show, and later that night was when I had the heart attack, and that's when Genesis Communications, I mean, I called them on the way to the hospital and spoke to whoever I spoke to, and Genesis Communications took care of things here while I was gone and held my spot. And so I want you guys to hear what somebody who's about to vapor lock sounds like. Just because of that moment when they held everything open, I'm going to be able to have that 1,000th broadcast Wednesday. So we're going to have some fun with that. Of course, Thursday, we're going to just move on like it never happened, like it didn't even matter. Because while it's cool to celebrate, and it's going to be, I mean, we'll be doing stuff with Sean Maloney and everything else like we normally do, and I'll do it with Larry. I'm sure Uncle Ted's going to have some political stuff to throw out there. That's going to be at 8:30. That's going to be the last half hour of the show. We're taking that show out with a bang. So that's all coming up Wednesday. Looking forward to it, as I always do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
connection between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. You know, they released a batch of emails prior to the hot mic moment that was released by, about Donald Trump. And in this, spokeshole Brian Fallon, the press secretary for Pantsuit, explained that Clinton, to continue the imperial presidency, would support closing the gun show loophole by executive order. Now, you know, there's not much of a loophole there. What she's talking about is she would enact universal background checks by executive order, which we all know isn't going to work without a registration. So she's saying that she would put in place all of the things to have that registration via executive order. And while he was doing that, he also highlighted the support of universal background checks, which that was, you know, the same issue. And her support for a scenario wherein victims of crime would be able to sue gun manufacturers. This email was dated October the 4th, 2015, and mentions that today had made it clear they were going to ask Clinton about guns. At that time, she was still locked in a tougher stance than expected against Bernie Sanders. And Fallon wrote, circling back around on guns as a follow-up to the Friday morning discussion, the Today Show has indicated they definitely plan to ask about guns, and so to have the discussion to be more of a news event than her previous times discussing guns, we're going to background reporters tonight on a few of the specific proposals she would support as president. Universal background checks, of course, but also closing the gun show loophole by executive order and imposing manufacturer liability. How does that work? How do you get out there and completely go around Congress and say your laws don't matter? Breitbart News previously reported that Clinton pledged gun control by executive order. She began pushing executive gun control right after the shooting at the Umpqua Community College gun-free zone. That incident occurred on October 1st, 2015, 3 days before Fallon's email that Clinton would support closing the gun show loophole by executive order. That's in line with the Washington Post report that Clinton wants to use executive orders to go further than Obama went on gun control. Well, if Obama could have done it, don't you think he would have done it? I mean, he's done some executive actions. So, it's interesting to note that the Umpqua Community College gunman passed a background check for his weapons, so Clinton's universal background checks would have done nothing to stop that attack. Moreover, he did not acquire them at a private sale at a gun show. So any successful executive action against gun shows would have been powerless to stop the attack as well. He went through a background check and he didn't buy it there. So her plan to open gun manufacturers to lawsuits by crime victims will not reduce crime either, but it will bankrupt and eventually end gun manufacturing in the United States. And even Bernie Sanders warned of this during the March 6, 2016 Democrat debate when he said if gun makers are selling a product to a person who buys it legally, what you're really talking about is ending gun manufacturing in America, and I don't agree with that. Well, yeah. Clinton knows that she's not going to be able to get Congress to pass any of this stuff, so she's already out there telling the people that, you know, telling the electors, if you will, that, I'll do it by executive order. Although, she can't. She can't executive order the PLCAA. That would be very alarming for a lot of people. Do you remember the Colorado recall? In the Colorado recall, a lot of rank-and-file Democrats went along with the recall because they were alarmed that the Democratic senator said, we're not going to listen to the constituents. We're going to do this without any input from the populace. We are in charge. Well, the constituents decided to take charge back, and they kicked all three of the, they kicked two of them out, Geerin and Morse, and Hudak had to, you know, she had to quit. So, And it would be very alarming to even the Clinton Democrats for her to get out there and say, I don't care about Congress, because that disenfranchises the entire country. Because that's the representative government. Now, I know in today's world, nobody would be like, well, it's good that she's doing something. Instead of going, she's disenfranchised the entire nation. Yeah, I understand that. But that doesn't change things. And I mean, then, you know, at that particular moment, that is terms for impeachment. Maybe that could be the first. Maybe she could be the first wife of a sitting president who was impeached to become impeached. And then we get Tim Kaine. Do you understand why all this matters? I know most of you do. I don't mean to ask that so flip. But there's so many people out there right now that are saying, well, Trump just not, he's just not nice. I don't like Trump. I don't like Trump because he's not nice. What? We're not electing Barney Fife. We're not trying to replace Barney Fife. We've got to have somebody that's going to twist the steering wheel on this ship of state hard right. And capitalism is just about the hardest right there is. And right now, we are in a capitalistic morass. $20 trillion in acknowledged debt, nearly. What do we have? $90 trillion in unfunded liabilities. $110 trillion. Do you know how much $20 trillion is in $100 bills? I don't either. But $15 trillion, which was about where it was when I got into radio in 2010, $15 trillion if you made pallets of $100 bills, and they were 4x4 pallets, they would be 4 feet high. Then these pallets, if you put them on a base the same size as the original Twin Towers 1, World Trade Center 1, and made that as big as the base and then started stacking the pallets, at $15 trillion, you have a tower of money that is taller than both the Twin Towers stacked on top of each other with a pile of loose bills on the ground for the change at $15 trillion. So $15 trillion is taller than both of the Twin Towers were combined in $100 bills. I wonder how much $20 trillion is. I wonder if that would be like the Burj Khalifa building twice. I don't know. It's a lot of money. More money, I mean, it's hard to fathom how much that is. And we got to twist this hard. So, in any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Frog Lube, the good stuff. That's the good stuff. That'll make your weapon that much more combat effective. The Americans for Responsible Solutions. This is the Mark Kelly, Gabrielle Giffords vehicle that, it's the gun control advocacy group. And they had to do some FEC filings the other day, which, it's not surprising to me. I mean, getting out and running one of these things and trying to run a political organization, which is what it is expensive. So far, the Americans for Responsible Solutions PAC, they are a political action committee, has raised just over $11 million in the 2016 campaign cycle, according to FEC filings. They've spent just over $9 million of that money so far, but 53% of that was towards things other than campaign activity. Now, that's important because when somebody gets out there and tells you, like when you hear that the NRA is spending money on politics, all of that money, if they say they're spending $5 on it, they're spending $5 on it. Okay, none of it's going to overhead because overhead is covered out of their, it's already done. Not so with this PAC because they're relatively new. They don't have that much money. 53% of what they have spent has gone towards other things other than campaign activity. They've spent $4,826,326 on a combination of fundraising, salaries, and other operating costs, according to numbers compiled by the Center for Responsive Politics. More than $3.1 million went to fundraising alone. You think fundraising is free? It is not. This is why fundraisers will typically get out there, and they will be successful, you know, political fundraisers. But what they do is they charge a commission on the money they raise. So if they get out there and say they're told they need to raise $3 million, the fundraiser will say, okay, but my commission is going to be 10%. So the fundraiser, when you see somebody out there saying, I'm a fundraiser for this, I'm a fundraiser for that, they're on commission. Most of them are on commission. So at $3 million, they're going to make $300,000 off of fundraising. Okay? Another $833,509 went towards salaries with the two top recipients bringing in six figures. That would be Mark Kelly and Gabrielle Giffords. The final nearly $900,000 went to administrative costs and unspecified spending. Those figures did not include media expenditures totaling $276,902, which is relatively cheap, and money spent on strategy and research totaling $233,952. I don't know why they'd have to spend any of it on research, because it's all based on lies. Aren't those for free? They spent a total of $2,818,934.17 in federal elections. And all of that money was spent on ads in opposition to Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire. They gave another $15,000 to committees and state and local candidates. So they went after one. And that's a little more money than Bloomberg spent trying to get one Senate seat in Virginia. And this is where the grassroots becomes very important. Remember that Tim Knight and Sean Maloney and a little band of ragtag grassroots havoc wreakers went into Virginia and kept that from happening. Same guys that were in Colorado that made that happen. They've got a pretty impressive record. Mark Prentice, the spokeshole for Americans for Responsible Solutions PAC, defended the group's fundraising practices. We fund much of our PAC from small contributions received online through direct mail and over the telephone. Unlike the Washington Gun Lobby, we don't have an industry with a financial interest in our agenda, so fundraising involves more than a phone call to the C-suite of a gun manufacturer. I know a lot of gun manufacturers, and I can tell you right now, I know for sure about one gun rights organization. I know how much money they get from the gun companies. They get zero. Prentice said the group has spent money in a number of different ways to bolster the gun control movement. No, you've gone after one senator is what you've done, which is okay. You guys can listen. I think Kelly Ayotte is going to win anyway. So by all means, spend $3 million losing. I like that. They said we're also invested significantly in engaging with voters, driving coverage of gun violence, and lifting up gun safety as a voting issue for millions of Americans. Gun safety. I practice gun safety all the day, every day, and it's you don't even have to pay me to do it. He said a good example of this is our 42-day, 14-state vocal majority bus tour that's on the road right now. Has anybody seen that bus? 14 states. We're also supporting gun safety ballot initiatives across the country. He said the group, which still has more than $3.8 million on hand, plans to up its ad spending before the end of the election. Those are ongoing and will continue until Election Day. We'll see, dude. We will most definitely see about that. We'll see what you spend on. And that's fine. Spend it, by all means. Spend that money. Chicago crime. Chicago crime. In Chicago, there's been more people killed in Chicago than in the wars of Iraq and Afghanistan combined since 2001. Iraq and Afghanistan, 6,888. Chicago, 7,916. When Trump mentioned Chicago, that upset a lot of folks, especially on the left, because that's an inconvenient truth. And the biggest glaring part of that is that he's right. Homicides in Chicago on a record pace. Crime in general has skyrocketed. Murder is up 43%. Sexual assault, 20%. Robbery, 27%. Aggravated battery, 11%. Burglary, 11%. Theft, 16%. Auto theft, 12%. Shootings, 48%. And that doesn't include the Chicago homicide cases handled by the Illinois State Police. Because the murder, the municipal murder rate is 396, but it's over 520. Homicides as of 2016, this year as of today, 574. Total people shot in 2016 as of that day, 3,325. In 2013, only 2,159 people were shot over the entire year. That's pathetic that I just said that sentence, only 2,159. In 2015, altogether, they only had, once again, pathetic, 509 homicides. America had 16,121 homicides last year per the CDC. So that means that Chicago by themselves accounted for 3.2% of the entire nation's homicides. Congratulations, Rambo. All of this, by the way, is gang-related. It's all gang-related. If it's not the gangs killing each other, it's the gangs inadvertently killing people standing out in the street. They have this thing called the strategic subject list that's out there to try to predict future misbehavior. I have no idea how that's going to work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, this is the last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Uh-huh. It does. Trust me on that one. Yesterday's debate was a town hall style presidential debate, and the public was able to vote on their favorite questions. And the ABC News and CNN moderators used the 30 questions that received the most votes. Certain gun control organizations voted enough and got enough votes for, would you support requiring criminal background checks for all gun sales, to get the most votes, with the second one being, how will you ensure the Second Amendment is protected? And then after that, the distant third was about Social Security. And John Lott has been doing research for on you know, guns and everything else for 20 years. He's written 4 books and dozens of academic articles on the subject. So how would he have answered those 2 questions? What would he be looking for? Would you support requiring criminal background checks for all gun sales? Well, you know, everybody wants to keep criminals from getting a gun. Problem is that the current background check system is a mess and harms our most vulnerable citizens, primarily disarming law-abiding minorities. And every time that the government stops someone from buying a gun, it is done mistakenly. These are the people who are legally eligible to buy a gun, so we're not talking here about preventing guns from falling into the wrong hands. Clinton will likely claim, as she has in the past, that background checks have stopped 2.4 million prohibited people from buying a gun. But that is false. What she should have said was that there were 2.4 million initial denials. Over 96% of initial denials are errors that are dropped during just the first 2 stages of review. More cases are dropped later. So it's one thing to stop a felon from buying a gun. It is quite another thing to stop a law-abiding citizen from buying a gun, simply because his name is similar to that of a felon. This massive error rate occurs for a simple reason. Government background checks focus on only 2 pieces of information, similar names and birth dates, ignoring Social Security numbers and addresses. The government looks for phonetically similar names. Smith with an I and Smith with a Y and an E are assumed to be the same name and ignores even different middle names. These mistakes affect certain racial groups more than others. Hispanics are more likely to share names with other Hispanics. The same is true of black people. Because 30% of black males are forbidden from buying guns because of their criminal records, law-abiding black American men more often have their names confused with those prohibited from buying a gun. The problem could be fixed if the federal government simply did what requires what it requires that private companies do when they do a criminal background check on employees. Use all the information the government already has on name, social security number, address, and birth date. Private transfer background checks is another problem. They make gun buyers and sellers pay for the cost of conducting them. This includes state fees and the cost of paying federally licensed dealers to perform the checks. In Washington and New York City, the total cost is at least $125. In Washington State and Oregon, it is about $60 and $50, respectively. And that can present an obstacle to poor people. Living in high-crime urban areas, the most likely victims of violent crimes are usually least able to afford those costs. So again, the only ones being harmed by this are law-abiding citizens. Gang members are not going to pay these fees. Democrats claim that requiring free voter IDs imposes too much on poor minorities who want to vote, but they see no irony in requiring so much more of those who purchase guns. Yet, gun control advocates do really believe that background checks reduce crime. If everyone benefits, why not pay for the background checks out of general revenue? But they keep showing their true colors. When Colorado passed its private transfer background checks in 2013, Republicans proposed an amendment to exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax on transfers. All but two Democrats in the state House voted against the amendment. Don't the Democrats normally believe in tax exemptions for people below the poverty line? Then, the whole WikiLeaks thing came out, and Clinton's actions will not fix any of the problems that exist with the current system. So, wrong answer. Then, how will you ensure the Second Amendment is protected? And that's a really poorly worded question, and Hillary Clinton most likely evaded that one. I haven't heard her answer to that. She will claim that she supports the Second Amendment and is merely seeking reasonable regulations. Much better question is, would you appoint judges to overturn the 2008 Heller decision so that guns can be banned? She's already answered that one. She says yes, she's going to do that. And that's a real risk the Second Amendment faces from the U.S. Supreme Court. The Heller decision, which I'm pretty sure that Scalia and Thomas looking at Scalia and Alito looking at Scalia and a lot of people looking at Scalia didn't think that Scalia was going to up and die. But he was not a healthy man. And he did. And Heller was never a really great decision. So getting that decision overturned would again give the government the power to ban guns. Some places, such as Washington, would immediately ban guns again. California, under the banner of safety regulations, would also soon be banning handguns. And people shouldn't say they didn't see it coming in California. Since 2001, the state has banned over 1,200 types of handguns while introducing only one new model to the market. So the war on guns is real. And Lott predicts that if Hillary wins in November, that guns will be banned in some parts of the U.S. He also thinks she will likely impose highly questionable executive orders with regard to background checks and gun maker liability. I don't know how that's going to fly, though. This is when Congress would actually have to, take up the mantle of their responsibilities and do what they're supposed to do, execute their office. I don't know. Then on the other hand, Donald Trump said Americans should be able to own their firearm of choice. the alpha male, he got out there and said that. In expressing his opposition to an assault weapons ban, he stresses that Americans should be able to own the firearm of their choice. So that means that individual Americans should have the freedom to own the gun they are most comfortable with using for self-defense, whether it's a revolver or a semi-automatic handgun or a shotgun or an AR-15 or an AK-47. According to Business Insider, one thing Trump's 2016 presidential platform is clear on is protecting the rights of gun owners, preventing any legislation that impedes their right to bear arms. And he also looks at the assault weapon ban theory as an impediment against the Second Amendment. His question on this in March, he said, I do not support the ban on assault weapons. The government has no business dictating what types of firearms good, honest people are allowed to own. And he also believes they should be able to own, and we can forgive him on this one because he's from New York, high-capacity magazines. I call them standard. And he views this whole thing as a ploy to limit the freedom of citizens. And he said, opponents of gun rights try to come up with scary-sounding phrases like assault weapons Military-style weapons and high-capacity magazines confuse people. What they're really talking about are popular semi-automatic rifles and standard magazines that are owned by tens of millions of Americans. Law-abiding people should be allowed to own the firearm of their choice. And there you have it. So, some of you out there, I hope I'm wrong, don't like Trump. Don't think he's going to do this. Don't think he's going to do that. You think he's a Manchurian candidate or something like that. And my only question to you is, what's the alternative to Trump? Now, is that a reason to like him? No. And nobody should like any of their elected officials, because I see exactly where that's gotten us. Nobody should like our elected individuals. We should all distrust them as far as the eye can see. We shouldn't trust them with anything. We have to watch them. We should be their keepers, not their subjects. We should grab their leash, not be the ones in the collar. Bear that. Vote accordingly, please. It's coming. Our time is coming. We can make the difference. We don't have to listen to any of this nonsense. We'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, it has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. Stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.